children, we're having difficulties in our marriages. There's always some concern that we have. If we are children, we are concerned about the next test, about the next quiz, about the next essay or report we will have to do. There's always something to be concerned about. And if it's not external, we're concerned about those things that are internal. Did I take my blood pressure medicine this morning?
Yeah.
Did I take my arthritis medicine? Did I take my medicine that keeps my blood sugar at the level it should be? There's always something to be concerned about. And in this life, Jesus Christ said, you shall have what? You shall have your trials and tribulation. Be what? Be of good courage. For I have overcome the world. Every time you think you see your breakthrough, something else comes up. You think you see every time somebody just got another one problem, another breakthrough, you know, this one problem. Never ever forsakes you. He said, I will be with you to the end. Remember that he is there through it all. When you go through the fire, I won't let it burn. When you go through the flood, I won't let it overtake you. But this is what you got to do in the will of the Lord. He is always there.
Amen.
Somebody says he's never. God never ever, but whenever he comes,
he's on time.
And every time he comes, you will need him because it is the right time. And so, because the pressure point seems to be weighing you down. You got pressures all around. The economy doesn't seem to be working for most of us. We've got a president in the White House that seems to do not like us. But you've got to look beyond what you can see, because we are a people of faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight. Because things always look the way that you think they ought to look. But I can assure you, having been here for a while, God is always working on your behalf. For Paul says in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things, not just some things, but all things are working together. In other words, know that God worketh all things. All things working out for your good to them that what love God and what are called according to his purpose. Yet, in spite of all that we go through, as believers, we continue seeking and looking for the higher good. There is good in your heart. Don't become so cynical that you don't believe that there's nothing good in this life for you.
Right now.
God can make a way for you. For we can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthens us. I came from while my mother got subsidies out of the federal government. He took somebody to meet and cheese work. But my mother washed and ironed those people clothes. She would always say, Junior, hang on in there, boy. Things are going to get better for you after a while. Now, she couldn't see it, but she knew that if, in fact, she would do what she had to do, it would cause her Miss King. She knew that all the first lady, she could not ride in the front seat of the car. She rode in the car. But Junior, hang on in there. For your blessings is on the way. She had it for the patience. She had no father's food. Because they put them in the seat. sin. You think you've gotten away, but you haven't gotten away from that body. Because God has a universal law. God is not mocked, but whatsoever man soweth. God has a universal law. Your heart, you might get by, but you're not getting away. And sooner or later, you will get it wrong. And when you get caught, trouble is easy to get into. Dear heart and heart. Yeah. Remain encouraged for doing good. I was very impressed with your demonstration of good to your pastor. And you need to remain faithful and encouraged for doing good. And let us not grow weary. So the Bible says, let us not grow weary. There must be a chance that we can grow weary. Yes, you can get weary in well-doing, but don't get discouraged. Understand that the world belongs to God. Yes, the Bible says that the elect belongs to God. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. Not only the cattle on the hills, but the hills belong to God. The God that we serve holds the world in the palm of his hand. So dear heart, God is pleased with the good works of his people. In Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good will. God is pleased when you show forth goodness. Because the Bible says, let man see thy good works. Your Father, which is in heaven. Dear hearts, we are not our own. We are bought with a price. Everything we have, God gave it to us. Everywhere we've been, God has sent us. And everything belongs to our Father. For he is rich and has the land. He holds the world in his palm. He holds you and me, brother. He holds you and us in his hand. He holds the whole world in his hand. Hebrews 13:16 says, do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifice God is pleased. There was a time everybody had something. It was a neighborhood that they went without. Because we were spread. But little children put them on top of us. They called my family. Miss Lila, Mama want to know if you got a little shoe. Mama want to know if you got a little flower. In other words, everybody had something. And when they didn't have something, they were able to share with those who were less fortunate. We have lost that in our family. Baby, I've got mine, you gonna get yours. No, that's not the Christian way. God said, give, and shall be given unto you. So we gain our endurance. Listen, God the Spirit. How do you do what you do this morning? Your heart, you didn't do that in your flesh.
No.
But there's no good thing in our flesh. Paul said we have no good thing in our flesh. And if there's no good thing in our flesh, there's no good thing in us. And if there's no good thing in our flesh nor in us, then really, good. Good in the flesh, there's no good thing in us. Word of God through the Spirit of God. You didn't do what you did because you have love. No, God is love. And he that of God. How can you say you love God whom you'll never see? And your brother whom you see up there. The Bible says you are a liar and the truth is not in you. How can you say you love God when you hate your brothers and your sisters?
Right, you can't do it.
Your son, love is of God. And he that loveth is in God and God is in him. Jesus said, how shall they know you're my disciple? Because you are. But love is not what you say. Love is what you do. And what you've demonstrated this morning. on and it's your love.
Amen.
To pass the line. And don't let the naysayers get in your head. The preacher getting all of the money. No, the preacher ain't getting all the money. The New Testament church needs finance to keep the lights on. The New Testament church needs finance to keep the water on. The New Testament church needs finance to build a bigger building. You cannot go downtown and say, I'm a Christian, and they going to give you what you need. No, it's not a Christian. Don't let folks get in your head about money. Yes, tithing is the word of God. You need to tithe, and you need to give an offering, because the church can't live on hallelujah. That's what they want to do, you got to do something. The suffering of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, God's ultimate good for you and I is that we are glorified like his son Jesus Christ.
Yes.
One of these days, when Jesus comes back for his church, we shall be just like him. Oh, we see a glass through a glass darkly. But when he shall appear, we shall be just like him. We shall have to take off this old mourning dress and put on a long white robe. We shall take off this corruptible and put on incorruptible. This old decaying body shall be transformed. Jesus said, go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am and you be also. I would have told you. Paul said, we all shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us that are living shall be caught up in the middle of the air forever to be with the Lord. One of these days, the trumpet shall sound. I don't know where I'll be when that last trumpet shall sound, but it's going to sound before now. Well, wake up, big, great, and small. And I don't know where you would be. I don't know, but when that trumpet shall sound, yes, the angels shall depart the coats of glory. Raise up his right hand and swear that time shall be no more. And about that time, Jesus shall come riding on a cloud, and he shall put one foot on a quaking earth, and another foot on one foot.
Listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. Remember to discipleship.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.